The directors have returned back to business from refreshment. At this particular time, I'm going to ask the general manager to speak. He has some couple of items to talk about before we move on to the next item.
Mr. Chairman, board, since the session was over, is this on? Since the session was over, we've been in contact with different representative officials, public officials talking about divestiture. Both the senator and the representative, Kepler, Senator Estes, in trying to understand, or not understand, but to understand the realities of where we need to go in the future. And so to that end, I have asked to reconcile the things to where we can all get on the same sheet of paper. We all know where we are. There's some things that were out there that were pending based upon the pending legislation. There's businesses to be run. There's places to be bought and sold. There's methodologies to create. There's we were heading down one road that said we're going to keep this land forever, and we had methodologies in place to accommodate that end. And then with the change, with the desires, the legislative will and the desires of the people at Possum Kingdom to have the opportunity to buy their land that they're currently leasing, we've taken a major step. And we couldn't get to where we're going to talk about now those things that are kind of the processes until we did what we just got through doing, and that was where the board said, go forward and you are clear to look at those things involved in divestiture. Come back to us and tell us what those things are. There's some things that we need to do to continue on in business. There's some things that as we went back and attempted to reconcile the books and to say, and we've been consistent from day one, when I was called down to, we were called down, a couple of us were called down to talk to some of the elected officials that said, we think it's a good idea to sell the land up at PK. And from day one, we said, we understand, we'll help you with the draft legislation, which we've got countless hours involved in doing that. But we said we have some challenges. We have a FERC challenge. We have a constitutional challenge on two areas as we interpret the law. We have some environmental challenges, and then we have some services challenges that we have morphed, is a modern word, that we've kind of morphed into over time, that we think that needs to be assessed, the lake rangers, the roads, the trash, and all those type of things. So we're trying to take a measured approach. The first one is we have now had permission to go forward, so I think that's the good news. And now we're going to talk about a couple of issues, to include the proposal that was asked for by one of the individuals here earlier, Representative PKLA. We'll talk about that in just a second. But first, the thing on the agenda, Mr. Chairman, I think is the 65 and older. How we're going to look at the current, what we're doing currently. So along that end, let me introduce Kent Rendy, who's going to give you two paragraphs, because I'm looking at a copy of it right there, and then he's going to introduce the outside legal counsel as to how we got to where we're going.
Thank you. Mr. Rendy.
Mr. Chairman and board, and Phil, if I may, and preface to what the general manager just mentioned for the audience potentially that has not been here earlier today, previous meetings that we've had in that, I'd like to preface my remarks anyway, say that first of all, in light of the recent divestiture legislation efforts, and based on what we've learned as a staff walking through that over the last few months, there's numerous issues. One that Mr. Ford just mentioned, the 65 and older rate discounts, our lease rate methodology, the previous proposed by the board, our new lease form to include the lease term of that. A lot of those things have surfaced as we walk through the divestiture legislative efforts that moved forward earlier that we do feel like we need to discuss with the board. We ask outside counsel, excuse me, Scott Douglas and McConico to assist with these issues and in preparing the resolutions that we'll bring forth this afternoon on each one. After reviewing the issues, we'll propose a resolution for the board's consideration and approval prior moving to the next issue. The first one at hand, as Phil mentioned, is a 65 and older homestead exemption freeze that the board had asked us earlier this year to go back and review. At that time, we had been looking at different types of discounts to include a freeze, and as the board got into deliberations with it, they pretty much tabled it and asked the staff to review the freeze option as well. Again, in light of divestiture, that sure has brought this to fruition as well. But paramount to trying to do something right that might help the group of folks that we're talking about, the 65 and older, that do have PK as a homestead exemption, their residents up there, as we've tried to do in the past anyway, was our concern that whatever we did, have been doing, or certainly do in the future, that it is indeed legal from a constitutionality standpoint. With that in mind, I'd like to ask Jennifer Canal from our outside counsel, Scott Douglas and McConico, to discuss the issue and their opinion thereof with that. Thank you, Jennifer.
Chairman, members of the board, again, I'm Jennifer Knaut with the firm of Scott Douglas and McConico, and we've been retained most recently by the Brazos River Authority to evaluate and look at all of the issues related to Possum Kingdom leases and the divestiture option under current law. And in going through that exercise, one of the issues on our list was to look at this proposed freeze for 65-year-old and older lessees who qualify for the homestead exemption, and related to that, the existing 10% discount that I think was adopted a few years ago for that group of lessees. And we looked at that under the Constitution, and based on our analysis of the Texas Constitution and the cases that have interpreted that provision, the provision that prevents a public entity from making a gift of public funds, that is the relevant provision. It's our opinion that there is no legal authority for giving either a discount or a freeze to the 65 and older lessees who qualify for the homestead exemption. The obvious question is, well, how does the appraisal district do that? And our legal analysis has shown that there is a specific constitutional amendment to that no gift of public funds provision allowing that type of exemption. And in every instance where there is a certain group that gets a particular benefit from a public entity, there is a constitutional amendment allowing that. There is no constitutional amendment allowing the Brazos River Authority to give a discount or freeze for 65 and older lessees at Possum Kingdom. So because of that, it's our opinion that it would violate the Constitution to continue the discount, and that a freeze would be violative of the Constitution as well. The only exception to that provision is if there's a public purpose served that is related to the public entity's mission by giving the benefit to a group of private individuals. Here, there doesn't appear to be any public purpose served by singling out that group for a special lease rate or a discount or a freeze that's related to the Brazos River Authority's mission and purposes. So that is the basis for our opinion and our recommendation that is reflected basically in the resolution that's going to be placed before the board today.
Board, are there any questions?
So you're saying that in every case, like I know the county appraisals districts and all also give a discount, I think it is, from your taxes for veteran disabilities. So that also is a specific constitutional amendment that allows them to do a discount on the tax rate for disabled veterans?
Yes, for every type of, every class of people that receives some sort of discount on property taxes, there's a specific constitutional amendment authorizing that.
Any other questions?
And you'll provide a written opinion as to this basis?
Yes, we can do that.
Can we, what is the process then for, is it a lengthy process for a constitutional amendment?
It is quite an involved process. The ultimate endpoint would be you'd have to have a vote of the general public. The citizens of the state of Texas would have to vote on that constitution, on any constitutional amendment.
And of course, it'd have to pass the legislature also before it goes out for
a
vote.
So it's like I know that at the legislature before this passed a law or amended something that would allow cities to give that exemption, but the citizen would have to vote for it.
Correct.
So we'd have to do something like that.
Right. It's basically a two-step process.
And are we certain that this opinion that you've given on the law applies to the folks at Possum Kingdom? Is there somewhere we can double-check the constitutionality?
And thank you for bringing that up. We have also, in consultation with staff, we recommend that the board discontinue the discount at the present time because of the constitutional problem and then seek an opinion of the Attorney General on the issue, because to our knowledge, there's no issue dealing with the Possum Kingdom lessees in that particular category. So that would be an appropriate thing to ask of the Attorney General.
Mr. Chairman, can I also ask that Phil or Matt address a letter to Representative Kepfer and Senator Estes, kind of giving them a brief briefing on what took place today and ask for their input and guidance? I know that this was very important to both of them. Quite frankly, it was important to me as well. I have a real problem with this. One of the issues that I've heard consistently from the people at Possum Kingdom is that they don't want the lake to turn into a place where only the wealthy can afford it. And with divestiture, that's exactly where we're at. And it bothers me that there are going to be some people that live up there because of a constitutional question that are going to be financially challenged. So,
without objection, I have, is there any objection to the proposed letter to our representative?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to let our elected officials know we need to keep in good communications with those folks so they have at least the information that we have.
I think in that letter, possibly also let them know that if we pass a resolution, that we'll be seeking an opinion from the Attorney General, and if they may, have some discussion with the Attorney General's office about that, if they have any questions.
That'd be great.
Objection.
Their office is going to get quite a few phone calls. I think that courtesy
would let them know
what's going on.
Are there any other questions of the legal counsel?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll bring the resolution up for you, Jennifer. Possum Kingdom Senior Homestead Lease Rate Reduction / Rate Freeze. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its July 17, 2007 meeting. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority previously approved and for a number of years has applied a 10% discount to the residential lease rate for lessees 65 years old and older who qualify for a homestead exemption, and whereas the authority has recently retained outside legal counsel to conduct a comprehensive legal review of leasing policies at Possum Kingdom Lake, and whereas in the course of reviewing overall leasing policies, outside legal counsel has called into question the practice of offering the 10% discount and proposed rate freeze for lessees 65 years and old and older who qualify for a homestead exemption, and is of the opinion that this practice violates Article 3, Section 52 of the Texas Constitution, and whereas outside legal counsel recommends that the Brazos River Authority discontinue granting discounts for lessees 65 years old and older who qualify for a homestead exemption. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby discontinues any reduced lease rate to lessees 65 years old and older who qualify for a homestead exemption, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby requests its presiding officer to seek an opinion from the Texas Attorney General regarding the constitutional, statutory, and legal constraints on the Brazos River Authority's ability to grant lease rate discounts or lease rate freezes to lessees 65 years old and older who qualify for a homestead exemption.
Board, you have heard the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Director Zaccanino, second by Director Ellison. Terry Ellison. Any discussion? Going twice. Any discussion? Going three times. Any discussion? Please poll the board.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Director
Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Vinnick.
Mr. Chairman, the next issue is that of residential lease rate methodology. As you recall, I think the board established a methodology last year that was designed to encourage folks to move to the new residential lease form that you had approved. However, based on various issues such as a moratorium that the board imposed on execution of the new lease form due to the divestiture efforts, complaints by lessees of being forced onto the new lease form and associated lease rates, and what we now know about assessed property values, we have, with outside counsel's help, reviewed the rate methodology as well as the lease form and term. Matt Phillips, and I think with the help of John Hawes, will now walk through the proposed changes to the lease rate methodology that we developed for your review.
Okay. Do we still have a quorum?
We do not have a quorum.
I understand. I'm working on your
own. We can still discuss the issues. We just can't take any action, obviously.
Well, we don't have to go through it. Hang on. Please wait. Legal counsel, where do we go?
It appears unless Director Martin comes back that you do not have a quorum. Therefore, I need to advise you that obviously you cannot take any action or transact business. You can have a discussion. You are legally posted. I don't think there's a problem with you continuing the discussion. However, you will not be able to take any action today on the matters that are discussed.
The board will stand in recess for 5 minutes pending the return of Director Martin or a quorum call. We need to wait. Board. I don't want this job. I'm going to buy you a gavel.
Oh, no, he's got a big one there.
Lord, we have a situation. We don't have a quorum from which to conduct business. Therefore, the authority vested in us by the state, well, I will have to adjourn this meeting, and we will carry over all remaining business as old business to the next board meeting, which is posted for 30th. July the 30th, mm-hmm. And therefore, I will entertain a motion which is allowable.
You do it by adjournment.
Adjourn.
You're doing it by executive order, I believe.
Yes, we can do it by executive order. We have the authority to do this. So therefore, I am calling for motion to adjourn. Director Garcia moved it. Director Zaccanino said seconded it.
Before we adjourn,
yes.
Can I make a comment?
Absolutely.
This is the exact reason why Senator Estes filed that bill, cut our number down to 9 or whatever it was. And I think the people in this room who are sitting here have dedicated the time and the energy and taken time away from the business and the family to be here, and I appreciate it. And I'm a little bit peeved at some of my other directors who can't make the same commitment that we've made. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I understand some people are on vacation. I understand some people are ill. But we consistently have empty chairs in this room. And I certainly hope in the next round the governor appoints some very dedicated individuals to this process.
Thank you, Director Garrett. Anybody else? Thank you.
I had a comment.
Yes, please.
I want to echo what Wade said, and I really appreciate the effort of the people around this table, your effort to come. I appreciate the fact that y'all remain involved. I particularly appreciate all the hours that the staff has put in just to have this delayed. I am so sorry.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll see you on the 30th. Are you going to be here?